Digital media is overtaking print, and for the first time in 170 years, the New York Times reports that their digital revenue has topped print in what CEO Mark Thompson calls a watershed moment. The Times and all media in general has been turning to the digital platform to overcome the decline in interest in print. We're going to explore this a little bit further. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Ken Doctor. He's a business news analyst for Newsonomics and author of the book Newsonomics, a book about the news industry, also CEO of a newly launched news site called Lookout Santa Cruz. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. So what did the New York Times do right?
They have been doing a lot right for 10 years now. That's how long that it takes. Back in 2011, they announced a paywall, which sounds ominous, but basically said readers are going to have to pay for their journalism. And in that time, in the basically last 9 years, they have gone from about zero to 5.7 million digital subscribers. And even though those digital subscribers, and a lot of our listeners I think are those subscribers, pay less than they pay for print, it's a lot cheaper to deliver digital. So the New York Times now is a major and unusual success story.
So the CEO of the Times called this a watershed moment, as Patty mentioned. I suppose you could make the argument that this is a watershed moment for the broader news industry and that it shows traditional paper can make the transition to the digital model.
I think he's right, but he also is quite cognizant that around the country, including the Bay Area, the regional papers, which are the great majority of papers, more than 1,200 of them, compared to four national papers, have not made that transition. So the local papers, the regional papers, are still heavily dependent on print, and they are heavily dependent on advertising. While the New York Times has made several real transitions or transformations, this new one is being more reliant on digital income than on print income, but also highly reliant on reader revenue more than advertising revenue. So those together are things that the New York Times is doing well, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, but all of the regional press, the local press is struggling with it, you know, not to even speak about the impacts of COVID this year.
I want to ask you about the timing of it, because if I'm recalling correctly, the New York Times was one of the first to charge that paywall.
That's right.
Because all the other newspapers thought that they'd be able to make it up through digital advertising.
Right.
And then
right.
once you give away something for free and then you want to start charging people, that didn't work well.
Patty, you could have made a lot of money consulting 20 years ago. You're exactly right. If you go back to... this was the heyday of the Internet, early Internet in the Bay Area, Yahoo, Excite, InfoSpace, companies that we may remember. The whole mantra was the news wants to be free. And it swept through not just the Internet and the Silicon Valley, but it swept through the news industry. And the news industry did exactly what you said. It made its content free. It felt kind of compelled to by the society, and also follow the leader. And by 10 years later, really, and really the Great Recession forced that kind of reckoning when they lost 20% of advertising, the Times said, this isn't going to work. It's just not, they already saw the inroads of Google and others back 10 years ago in advertising. We need to charge for our content if we're going to be able to pay journalists to do their job well. And in fact, now the Times has hired 200 more journalists over the last 3 or 4 years when almost everybody else in the news industry is cutting.
Ken Doctor, thanks as always for your time. Mr. Doctor is business news analyst for Newsonomics and the author of the book, Newsonomics, a book about the news industry.